Roll sound, please. Roll sound.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I know that there are UH supporters who will battle this one to the bitter end, and that's cool. I mean, if that's what you want to ride with, that's fine. We just feel differently about it.
What's he doing out there? If he wants to support his son, he doesn't have to be out of practice doing it.
I would think Major would be smart enough to say, you know what, it's just a bad look, man.
Well, but that was going to be the problem when you brought him on board. At some point, he was going to show up and want his face out there and probably talk to everybody.
I think it's a bad look, but Jalen Ramsey's a different cat, man.
There's a lot there that, okay, maybe as a player you shouldn't say, but there was also a lot that, you know, same stuff we've said.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to rip the guy too much because we bitch about it when they say the same old player speak, coach yep. speak. And when a guy comes out and wants to start ripping on people, talking a little trash.
Yeah, it makes our job easy.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. Yeah. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at producer T Scott. You can also text the show, you know the number. You can also watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on watch us on live stream. This is one of those myths that I love. Patriots without Brady still won their division. Colts without Manning had worst record in the league. No, they didn't win their division. They didn't make the playoffs that year.
Didn't make the playoffs.
Nope.
Won 11 games.
Fake news. They had a good season, yeah.
But which, by the way, Matt Castle wasn't a bad quarterback either.
No. You can't just make stuff up, guys. Try to back up your argument. That's fake news. So, I got all kinds of stuff. You want to go sportsy, non-sportsy? What do you want to do here?
Man.
I got some college football. I got some... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm okay with some football. You said college or NFL?
College.
I'll play some college football.
Let's do some college because
it's almost that time of year.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Like 15, 16 days away.
Man, it's getting close.
Yeah. The time is upon us.
All right. This is under the radar college football teams that could become surprise contenders.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you the team, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most likely, you tell me how close they are on these guys.
Okay.
The first one is the Florida State Seminoles.
Are they under the radar?
I guess they got
a new coach.
They got a new coach. They, you know, as long as Clemson's there, they went 6-6 last year.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to go. It would surprise me. They are well behind Clemson. I like Willie Taggart. I'm not sure about them at quarterback, but Cam Akers is a solid guy. I'll give that a 5 out of 10 possibility to be good.
Francois should be back, which helps. Iowa.
I'll never believe in Iowa. No thanks. 1 out of 10.
The Michigan State Spartans.
They should be better. But, man, their schedule is so tough.
And road trips to Arizona State and Penn State, and then home dates against Michigan and Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, that's a killer spot for them. I think they'll be improved, but, like, actually be a contender, I'll go 4 out of 10.
The Oregon Ducks.
Man, if...
It's all on Herbert, right?
If Herbert stays healthy, then, yeah, they're...
6-2 with him, 1-4 without him.
You know what? If I think it boils down to, are they better than Stanford? And if they are, you know, they're probably the second best team in that division, maybe even the conference, depending on what USC shows up this year.
Washington.
Washington, I'm counting them as the best team in the conference.
Yeah.
I think they are. Oregon is if Herbert's healthy, I'll put them as 7 out of 10 probability.
About the South Carolina Gamecocks.
God, I don't buy into Will Muschamp.
Me either. And they get Georgia in week two. I think that'll be a pretty good indicator of what they might be able to be.
Yeah, and Georgia's they're rebuilding in a lot of ways. They lost a lot of guys. But
reasonable schedule for South Carolina. They don't play Alabama, Auburn, LSU, or Mississippi State in crossover, and they do have Clemson at the end of the
year. But when we say contender, are we talking about like contending for a playoff spot?
Yeah, like kind of dark horse for a playoff spot.
Okay, I'll put them at 2 out of 10.
Honestly, the only team that we've talked about so far that I would put on that list is Oregon.
Yeah,
I would give a good chance. Yeah, how about this? And this is why.
And the reason why Oregon has a better chance than say Michigan State or Florida State is because, or South Carolina, is because of the conference they play in. The conference is imminently winnable for Oregon.
Your Texas Longhorns on the list.
Well, they've got to figure out what they're doing at quarterback.
I think quarterback's the biggest problem they have, and I don't think they're good enough to be a playoff contender.
That's been their problem forever, but Tom Herman historically has gotten more out of quarterbacks than anybody would have expected. We'll see if he can do that again. But we'll figure out early on whether or not Texas is legit. I mean, the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, we'll know what they are. I'll put them at 7 out of 10 too. And the reason I'll give them 7 out of 10 is the same reason I'll give it to Oregon. That conference is very winnable.
Yeah,
there's no juggernaut in that conference. Oklahoma, they lost Baker Mayfield. They should be good, but we don't know how good. They've got quarterback questions of their own. TCU is always a contender, but are they ever like Big 12 championship contending? I mean, or winning? Not really. So I'll give Texas 7 out of 10.
I'll go a little lower just because I think there'll be too many losses. If they want, they could win the Big 12 and not sniff the playoff. Virginia Tech.
Man, they lost a lot.
Yeah, they almost lost their quarterback too because he got suspended.
Yeah, but he's good though, right?
Oh yeah,
Josh Jackson.
Yeah,
and he's a nice player, but defensively they lost a lot. And I know they're usually pretty good at reloading.
If they can get past Florida State early, they're probably going to be 4-0.
Is Clemson on their schedule?
I don't believe so. They've got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Boston College, Miami, Virginia, all at home.
Man, that's healthy. Yeah, I'd give them a pretty good shot, actually, because if they don't have Clemson, then you're talking about, because it wouldn't shock me if Virginia Tech's better than Florida State. And then you're talking about basically, of all those teams you mentioned, I'd probably pick Virginia Tech to beat all of them, including Notre Dame. So you're saying now I'm in a coin flip game with Clemson to make it to the playoff? Yeah, I'd do that.
And West Virginia, well, they lost a lot of guys too.
They did lose a lot of guys, especially, but they've got a legit quarterback, and that's that gives people some confidence.
And that's such a huge home edge to have to travel to Morgantown. That is just that's a tough, tough trip every year. So there you go. I would say Clemson would be the top of my list of that group, but I could see Virginia Tech.
That's a well. You said Clemson is it?
I'm sorry, not Clemson. Oregon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Oregon is up there for me. But Virginia Tech, they've got a pretty easy road.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Tell the people about Dirt Free.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Dirt Free carpet cleaning, and the kids are back in school. Most of your kids are back in school finally. And your floors have taken a beating this summer. Take advantage of Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning's back to school special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, a lot of people have the sleek, lighter colored fabrics and carpets, but you got to keep them clean or they look rough. Get dirt-free carpets back to school special. Three rooms for $100. Give them a call now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They're not using soaps. They're not using chemicals that attract dirt and can make you or your family sick. They've been doing it for over 30 years with the best technology in the game. Cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here with AJ on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do the three rooms of carpet or tile for $100. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Dirt-free carpet.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, before we get to this, I have to tell you about Lightstream. If you're thinking about saving money, now is the time. One big way to do that, pay less interest on your credit card balances. And the best way to do that is to refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to maybe thousands of dollars, depending on how much you have on your cards, and you can lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. That is much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18%, sometimes much higher. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Had a couple friends do it. They said how quick and easy it was. They got the money right away. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with Lightstream. And guess what? Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah. That's Tyler's first fumble of the day. At least first one I've noticed. I admit I haven't really been paying attention.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's noticing? Hey, I don't know if you remember this or if you saw this. It was big on social media. Andrea Lee, who fights in the Ultimate Fighting Championship. She is married and recently posted a picture. I guess it was a couple months ago she posted a picture of her with her husband. And it looked like they were out on the water because he was wearing a life vest and she was wearing a bikini top.
Okay.
And He was standing next to her doing the fist pose.
Right.
Which is funny because his wife is the fighter. But he did the fist pose. And on his bare forearm, there were some tattoos that you may have seen flying around Nazi Germany in the early to mid-1900s.
Okay.
You know, that whole swastika thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah. He has that tattooed on his arm, and she, like, of course the internet jumps on this and they're like, this dude's a piece of garbage. And she comes back with, you guys have no idea. He was in prison and, It's something that he had to do. And he was a former police officer and was convicted in 2009 of negligent homicide with a firearm after shooting an unarmed man 7 times.
Oof.
He could have landed in prison for more than 40 years, but he escaped those charges. And, you know, his wife was very... She was calling the critics sensitive ass mofos. Neither one of us are racist. We have an Asian and a black guy that live with us. Oh my gosh, guys, it's a tattoo he got when he was in prison. Get over yourselves. He covers them up all the time, and we happen to have a lake day, and it makes an appearance. Sensitive ass mofos. And then she eventually apologized for her reaction to that. So she steps up for her Nazi boyfriend, and now... he's been arrested, and here is the, by the way, if you're married, having roommates, that's a weird situation.
Yeah.
And this whole scene, listen to the description of this scene. This is from Andy Wynn, who is a roommate of theirs. He says, Donnie is trying to burn a cigarette on her arm and her body. She's yelling to stop trying to burn her. I opened up the door and was like, Donnie, leave her alone. He looked like he was lost. He hadn't slept in 2 days. He was drinking for 2 bleeping days straight. I don't know what he's on. I'm backing up as he's coming towards me. Andrea was buttoning up her shorts, and she was barefoot and ran out the back door. It's bleeped up because Donnie used to be a cop. He's bleeped up in the head. He was making her do things to try and fake evidence that she was cheating. He was trying to get her to pull her pants off and take pictures to send to a guy so it looked like she sent it. He's bleeped up in the head. They had been arguing all week. She couldn't train because he kept her home. He wouldn't let her leave. I didn't call the cops until it got physical, and I couldn't do nothing anymore. The domestic violence has been going on for years. I just never saw it. So now he's been arrested, and this is why even though some people will have you convinced that there are friendly Nazis, it's usually a bad call to throw support the way of a Nazi, because rarely does it come back and go, you know what? That Nazi wasn't so bad after all. It's that doesn't usually work out that way. They're usually, you know, not the best guys.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
No, not always. Not always.
On both sides.
I don't think on this particular, you know, on these two sides of this story, I think there's one definite bad guy.
Sad.
And it's the Nazi wife beater who puts cigarettes out on his wife. That's
I mean, isn't she kind of a badass? She couldn't kick his ass?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the guy used to be a cop. I don't know if he's got some sort of training too. I don't know if he fights as well. They apparently live with other MMA fighters, which is odd. Like, I mean,
maybe they all train together.
I guess
it's like Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, except no one on the Ultimate Fighter is married to each other. That's odd.
Maybe it's just adding something to it.
Maybe so. But yeah, I'm guessing now she probably regrets, you know, the whole sensitive ass mofos thing. And
yeah, maybe that was a bit much.
And geez, guys, it's not a big deal. Everybody who goes to prison gets Nazi tattoos. Duh. No, not always. Not always. Get over yourselves. By the way, I'm not trying to make light of this story. It's a crazy story.
You are making light of it, but that's okay.
I mean, it's
a little funny.
Domestic assault is obviously not a joke, but...
No, but when you go to bat for someone and...
Yeah, it's the worst when you're like, listen, he's a good guy.
I don't have a read. I just did the read for this, but I'm going to say what 409 said. I had my first Lightstream auto payment withdrawn today. Really was the best rate. 1/3 of what the bank offered. Good. I'm glad that... We're able to help you out. We'll put you on the right track with our wonderful sponsors. Pest control guy says her husband is her coach. Is that?
Could be. Yeah. I don't know. That's always a bad call.
Yeah. It'll be married.
I don't like that either.
Let's squeeze in a call. Angel. Or Angel. I'm not sure which.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going, sports?
Sports, man. No, man, I've been listening since the GOAT talk, so I just kind of wanted to just drop a little line about that. I don't know, man, it's just kind of hard, just because I really do get the Brady thing. Like, Brady's stats are very comparable to Peyton Manning's, and he's just kind of blown them out, you know, as far as how many rings he has, so it's kind of hard to argue about Brady. Only thing I've seen on the other side where people make good points is just talking about, you know, just purely talking about the quarterback position and the throws and, you know, looking at things like that. But, you know, that's just, I guess, couch fan kind of talking. So it's easy to be couch fan, including myself. But the biggest thing, man, I'm excited that y'all are really talking about Zumos, man. Like, I always, anybody who comes, I'm from Beaumont, by the way, so we have, you know, unlimited supply of Zumos. So I don't know if y'all don't really have access to them, or I don't know. I was curious, but appreciate y'all, you know, speaking out for Zumo.
Yeah, we love it. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It's all over the city now. It's all over Houston now.
Yeah, it obviously started in Beaumont, so Beaumont knows all about it, but now it's right here in Houston. It's been here for a while. They just started advertising with us, and, you know, Ryan, those guys do a great job. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to keep telling you right about them. How about that? How about that? How about that for a transition?
Boom.
Family-owned and operated.
That was a setup call. That was your friend.
No, I don't know any. I don't have any friends named Angel or Angel.
Angel?
He was on hold for a while.
He was
on,
yeah, okay. I didn't realize.
Good timing. Yeah.
So, no, I just, it works.
Oh, it's a coincidence. Okay,
you guys got much me. A coincidence.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah. All right. But, no, the cool thing about Zumo's, I actually have some in the fridge to take home because I love their boudin. Love their party time sausage, and I haven't tried the andouille sausage yet. And guess what? I have some in there to try. So, it's going to be fantastic. I can tell you that much because everything they do is fantastic. They have been at this since 1908, and as he mentioned, over in Beaumont, Golden Triangle, and it's been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years. Party time sausage, great for cookouts. We use it for all kinds of stuff. We use it on homemade pizza. We use it for breakfast. The boudin is fantastic. It is the best store bought boudin I have ever had. And the andouille sausage is a truly authentic Cajun-style sausage. It's a coarse blend of meat with Cajun seasoning. Makes it pair great with all types of Cajun dishes, including the boudin. It's great in gumbos, jambalayas, red beans and rice, however you want to do it. You can find all the Zumo's products at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O-S. They're in H-E-B, they're in Kroger, they're in Fiesta. Make sure you make the right choice for the weekend and make it a Zumo's weekend. That's Zumo, Z-U-M-M-O-S.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Hey guys, this Saturday, August 18th, is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with Michael Rappaport. And G Moody comes to Warehouse Live with special guest Paul Wall. You can get tickets at warehouselive.com. Michael's going to be on the show tomorrow at 4:30. Hey, do we have a name game? Tyler, I don't see one.
Oh, we'll get that. I forgot to give it to you.
Ah. Did we give it away?
Oh, boy.
No. Well, then who gives a...
It's not us.
Yeah. Juan asks, what are the odds that the fools who ripped you off listening right now? If you are, congratulations. You got away with it.
Yeah.
I mean...
I like to think that our listeners wouldn't rip us off.
Well, especially if you get my wallet and you've got my business cards in there that say who I am.
Yeah. If you are a listener and you happen to break into Fred's house last night,
just be
a nice and return his stuff.
You know what?
Keep the $10 Canadian.
Keep the bikes. All I want back is the driver's licenses and identification stuff.
Yeah, your social security cards. Stuff
yeah,
like that.
That's it. And the wife's driver's license. Just give those back. They said, you know where I live. Just throw them in the front yard. Do it tonight so I don't have to go deal with the DMV.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Your wife's purse got taken too?
Well, she keeps all her stuff in her backpack that had the computer in it. So a couple credit cards, her driver's license, her keys. That was the one that sucked the most because, you know, until we found her, they ditched her keys when they were leaving, which is a good thing because
you
otherwise
have to, like, change the locks.
Yeah, I was going to have to change the locks. And until I found them, man, I was wandering around the house loaded for bear the whole time. And, you know, it just was, you know, it's been a very unnerving day, to say the least. But, yeah, if it's somebody who actually listens or knows the guys, just tell them, don't be dickweeds. Just return that stuff. Keep the bikes. You should get some decent money for those bikes. Hopefully. Hey, listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a free night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. Summer travel is better than ever at Red Roof. This summer, earn a free night by staying three separate times at Red Roof. The Bench gave away today's prize to Charles since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Charles, for being today's winner and beating Isaac.
I mean, I think there's a lot more people named Charles than Isaac. That's not really a fair matchup.
Yeah.
That's like
there's a lot of Ikes out there.
John versus Ezekiel. It's like, well, I mean, that's
you just have okay. to you have to be the one Isaac who's listening. That's
I
all.
Guess so.
And out dial Charles, which you failed to do, sir. It's not your fault. I mean, I don't think it's your fault. But I don't know. See, and there's also they probably announced Charles first. It's like a lot. The few times we get to give the thing away, I'll reverse the name sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I think they put the more common name first most of the time. So I like to try to balance things out and be nice to the people unless they rip me off.
Hey, I have another story about a lost ID. You might be interested in this one.
Okay.
This happened in Saskatoon.
Oh, geez.
Amongst your people.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Around 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the police in Saskatoon got a call from a bar on Broadway.
What's a bar?
I don't know. We're not sure. It's not mentioned in the story. Sorry.
There's only like 3 or 4 bars in Saskatoon. I've probably been to all of them. So,
the woman had left without paying her tab, which was it's a pretty hefty tab here. Lord,
that's not a nice thing to do at all.
No. Oh. But here's the good news. I got a good feeling we'll figure out who it is because the woman left her purse and ID behind at the bar. Not a great call. Later, an hour later, in fact, just an hour, you know, I don't know what the conversion is, but up here in Canada, an hour is 60 minutes. I don't know what you guys call it, but up here it's an hour. Police got another call of a woman driving a black Mercedes who was leaving a bar on Diefenbaker Drive without paying her tab there. This time, the woman left her shoes behind. She's leaving everything behind in the bars. At around 9:40, there was a collision over on, 11th Street West and Circle Drive. You know, over there. And,
I actually do know that.
A real bad fender bender over there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And it was a real mess. The witness said that the Mercedes ran into a truck and was trying to leave the scene. And then the officers went down a little further and found the Mercedes smashed into a fence over there.
Oh, geez.
At 11th Street and Avenue W.
And the woman didn't have her shoes.
She didn't have any shoes on. Beauty. I mean, it's a pretty open and shut case, if you know what I mean. She's 35, and now she's facing charges of impaired driving, driving while prohibited, and a variety of dine and dash related charges.
Ooh.
She's gonna appear here in the Saskatoon Provincial Court in September. So we'll know a little bit more about what happens to her then.
Oh, geez, I hope she gets the help
she
needs.
She seems like a nice gal and all, but she's just she's real forgetful about paying for stuff and like leaving stuff around and then forgetting not to drive into stuff. It's always a problem.
What street did you say the second bar was on?
That one was on Diefenbaker Drive. You familiar with that one, too?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what bar we went to.
You're all over it in here in Saskatoon.
I don't remember. There's actually some areas of Saskatoon that you don't want to go into. I'd rather go there than where I live right now. But, there's some meth areas of Saskatoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and...
I'm anti-meth.
I am too, and it's funny because the last time we stayed there, we kind of stayed on the outskirts. Usually we stay downtown, and I didn't realize this, but like it's really nice on and the old other side of the tracks thing. It's really nice on the side of the train tracks we were on, and I walked over to buy some Gatorade or something at a convenience store, and I'm looking around, and there's drug deals going on and stuff, and I'm like, well, get back to my side of the tracks. But, it's an interesting place, man. I like it. I wouldn't want to be there in the winter.
Yeah.
But I'd probably rather live near the crack people right now. But there's a bunch of good bars there. My favorite is Thomas the Cook. It's a restaurant and bar. Unbelievable poutine. Most people have no reason to ever go to Saskatoon. Although I guess they've got more oil stuff going on up there now. I didn't realize this until when I went up to...
Why'd you stop doing your Canadian accent?
Oh, because I'm back to being American, at least for now. But
why did you stop doing your Canadian?
Well, because geez, we moved on from the Saskatoon story. Eh?
I thought maybe we were just we were beating the old dead horse, if you know what I'm saying.
I was going to make a Barbaro joke, but I'm going to pass them.
Bet it would have been a doozy.
Oh, geez. Wouldn't have been nice of me. It's just like making fun of a dead moose. You just don't do it. It's a terrible thing.
Is Central Western Canada, is that same accent as Dakotas?
Kind of Minnesota, Dakotas. Minnesota, yeah, okay, I would say it's closest to Minnesota. A little more pronounced.
Okay.
Depending on where you go, and especially the farther you get from farther you get from Saskatoon and Regina, the kind of big cities there.
Yeah. The further you get from Regina, the worse it gets.
Yeah, well, Regina's got some bad areas too, just so you know.
Well, I've been there.
Oh.
No, it's been a long time, but I've been there, trust me.
But I don't remember where I was going with this, but I was trying to make a point about something, and now I've... Oh, no. The reason so many people from here go up there is fishing. Apparently, there's a lot of people from... Like, on my flight up there, there was some big fishing thing going on. There were guys from Houston going. There were guys from Baton Rouge. So a whole bunch of people in our area. I didn't know any of them, but they were all going... they were actually going north of Saskatoon. So, but I'm pretty sure that's the farthest north I've ever been in my life. Is Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Okay.
So, just useless trivia. I think next time I go, I'm going to just, like, get in a car and drive, like, 4 hours north so I can say that's the farthest north I've ever been. Hey, boy, I'm pretty sure there's a way to transition from going up to talking about arrows because, well, they can help you do the same thing. Hey, listen, guys, if you're having any kind of issues, and you know, whether it's low T hair loss or especially ED, and you know, ED can mean a lot of things. It can mean maybe you're just not performing as well as you were, and or maybe you're just stressed out, or maybe you just want to perform better. Well, these guys can help, and they're great guys, and they're using regenerative medicine. The technique they're using is unique. Nobody's doing this, and they're doing it better than anybody else. Because they have access to some really cool technology that's going to help you out. And maybe you're just struggling a little bit. Okay, they can help with that. Maybe you're having real trouble. Well, they can help with that too. And they're going to walk you through a customized plan. They're not going to force you into the same thing that everybody else is doing. They're going to ask you what your needs are, and they're going to work with you. Because, listen, these guys, Sean and Shane and Dr. Reich, they're friends, man. I mean, they're great guys, and they just want to help you live a better life and live the best life you can. And feel good about it. And man, I trust them. I trust them with all of my male parts. How about that? Because they really do take an interest in you. Got a poker tournament that they're going to be doing pretty soon that we'll be talking about. They've got the man cave all set up. I mean, they make it an experience for you. Give them a call, 713-263-3767. 713-263-EROS, E-R-O-S, that's 3767. Or you can find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. And if you go in and sign up, or you call, or you go online, 30% off any treatment with promo code FRED. So how about that? 30% off, just use promo code FRED. I trust these guys with my penis. You should too. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
This is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to Houston's best sports talk, ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. Managed to get everything posted today, even as I was dealing with crap. So, good stuff. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Hoffman on Hollywood Day, right?
It is that. And big news today. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, goes down.
No respect from death, huh?
None.
None.
And not only that, but odd thing. She's the Queen of Soul, dies on the same day as Elvis, the King of Rock. You know, not the same day exactly, but
right. Well, August 16th.
No, it is the same day.
Yeah, it is the same day.
I mean, not the same, like, well, exact day. Right. I mean, right. You know, it's not like Elvis died today.
It's not like Marissa Tomei and I having the exact same birthday.
Exactly.
That's same different. Year, same day. Yeah.
That's a little bit different. But yeah, a lot of, you know, she's been ill for some time. I heard that she was weighing 65 pounds when she died, which is, I mean, that's...
Yeah. That's not good.
It's not a lot.
Not a good way to go out.
Not a lot. But one of the greats, not really my style of music, but I respect what she did, and that's that is a big loss for music. Star Wars news. Before any details were revealed about J.J. Abrams' Star Wars sequel, The Force Awakens, casting was underway. Evangeline Lilly has confessed that she was willing to do something that she hadn't done in some time, use her connections to get ahead of the curve, and she wanted to be Princess Leia.
I think she'd make a pretty good Princess Leia.
Yeah.
I like her.
She says, when J.J. Abrams announced that he was going to do his first Star Wars film, I reached out to his producing partner for the first time ever since Lost ended. I never requested anything ever before, and I said, I want to be Leia. Make me Leia. And, you know, she, the Force Awakens, eventually it all turned, and Lily must have known that her hopes were not going to work out when Carrie Fisher returned back to play but it doesn't mean that she said she's still open to playing that character in the future or in a different Star Wars movie. So I know why you like her, because she's from, Saskatchewan.
That's one reason I like her, because she's got that look I like.
She's best known as the Wasp.
Yeah, but she's been in some other stuff. And
she was in Lost, which I never really got into. Either.
I'm rewatching Lost right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
God, that seems painful.
Yeah, she's kind of like not gorgeous, but sneaky hot.
I'll give you that.
And I like that. That's more my flavor.
Yeah. All right. Amber Heard. Man, Johnny Depp, his whole...
Dude, have you seen pictures of him lately?
Yeah, he's a mess.
Awful.
That dude has fallen way, way off, and it's pretty wild. That's a guy who, 10 years ago, I would have said, man, that guy's got the life.
Yeah.
It ain't going that great all of a sudden. I don't know if you heard, but recently Johnny Depp has claimed that Amber Heard took a dump in their bed after he showed up late to her 30th birthday party.
Ugh.
He said that he left. He was furious because he found the poo between the sheets after her birthday party in April of 2016. Heard blamed the deposit on her dog, Boo, who suffers bowel problems.
Always the dog's fault.
But a housekeeper said that the feces were too large to have come from a dog. Mm. And I don't know what kind of dog Boo is. But I promise my dog takes bigger dumps than Amber Heard. So
yeah, like big dog can
Boo has some serious. Oh, never mind. Boo's a Pomeranian.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, well, Boo has
not
some
so fast.
Serious bowel control issues. There was never a joke. It wasn't something done to be disrespectful. It was an innocent thing. It's what pets do. We don't have anything else to say. Miss Heard is moving on, and we do not want to engage in this nonsense. So she denies pooping in bed, which, you know, that bums me out a little bit. That would have been a better story.
That's a turnoff.
And in between films, well, if you remember, Depp denied all claims of domestic violence, and then, of course, they later settled their divorce and the domestic abuse case, so that's all behind him. But Johnny Depp... between films has been working on his musical side, playing with the Stone Temple Pilots, and more recently with his band, the Hollywood Vampires, which he formed with Alice Cooper and Joe Perry. I had no idea that was going on.
I didn't either. That's a very strange mix. I mean,
for real.
You get two front men. And what is Depp doing?
I'm guessing he's...
I think he plays guitar, because he's played with the Black Keys before.
Why would Joe Perry be in the band then?
And Alice Cooper.
Too much guitar. I don't know.
Oh, well.
That's very strange.
That's Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Yeah, Joe Perry. For some reason, I'm thinking Steve Perry. I'm like, why would you have two singers?
No, Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah. Duh. I'm out of it.
Which apparently, another story I had that it's on... I guess we could, since we're doing Aerosmith, I had left it on the cutting room floor, but somebody came up and tried to touch Steven Tyler and take a selfie with him, and Steven Tyler, like, shoved him way the hell out of the way. Like, no, he doesn't play that game. There's a no-touching policy, he said.
Well, all right, that's going to wrap up the show. Great job, Tyler. Great job, AJ. I apologize for not being at my best today, but thank you guys for putting up with me today, all of you listeners, and AJ and Tyler included, and thanks to a few of you for making me laugh, because I could use that today. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow. Michael Rappaport scheduled to join us at 4:30. RJ Bell 5:30, always a great guest. And till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.